Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Gotta give a shout out to Lee Daniels and Sheila Johnson. Tom saw a VIP screening of the Butler. Lee Daniels, the Butler, last night. Awesome, awesome movie. Opens August 16th. So, great job with it, and Sheila, good job with investing and raising the money for that movie. So, great job,
Tom. This story out of San Diego. This mayor. I don't know if there's anybody left in the city he hasn't groped, hasn't touched. The Mayor Filner of San Diego, more than a dozen women have now stepped up citing inappropriate behavior. And what I find interesting, one of his attorneys said that the city may very well have to pay for his counseling because they never gave him sexual harassment counseling. Didn't know you had to have somebody tell you what that is. joining us this morning is, I'm being serious, it's crazy, legal analyst Sonia Madison. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Roland, Tom, Sybil, and Jay.
Okay, so please explain to me, how in the world can, you know, with so many women stepping forward, corroborating the stories of other women, and the mayor pretty much says, I'm not going anywhere, I'll go to counseling for a couple of weeks, everything will be okay.
Well, I do not think he's going to be able to get out of being liable for this lawsuit. And he's all but admitted disrespectful and inappropriate behavior towards women. So it does sound as if he's either going to settle or going to have to suffer some huge monetary damages. And as you probably already articulated, the city has already filed a vote to make him pay for all the legal fees if the city is, in fact, also held liable against these women.
So how does that work, though? Because he was operating in his capacity. Could the folks actually sue the city? Could taxpayers be on the hook by this freaky mayor?
Yes, they can, for one or two reasons. One, in her lawsuit, she claims that she reported it and that the deputy chief of staff also knew about it, told the mayor, you've got to stop this, and it didn't stop. So they didn't prevent the harassment. And also, that is her employer. I mean, the city is held liable as an employer when it comes to sexual harassment claims.
All right, so in terms of sexual harassment in the workplace, moving forward, you know, how does the city, frankly, you know, defend themselves against this? Because, you know, they can offer classes, they can take somebody through it, but somebody can still do it, and taxpayers may still have to pay lawsuits because of the bad behavior of politicians or even folks who are hired by the city.
Well, first of all, they're going to be held on the hook for this one more likely than not. But going forward for the next claim, they do need to institute some type of training, make sure they have some type of policy in place that shows a preventive measure to either prevent harassment or at least to combat it once it is heard of. And also, the next time, do either try to impeach him, try to inform some type of discipline on him. They have to take some type of corrective action in the future in order to say they did try to handle the situation once it was known about.
They could publicly flog him, too. that could work, too.
That's one thing I'd like to see done to him. Yeah.
By women.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is one of the strangest stories in terms of this mayor, because initially it was a couple of women, and now it's like 14. And so it seems more and more coming forward each day. So, but unfortunately, I hope taxpayers won't have to foot the bill. But unfortunately, when you have politicians with misconduct, Sonia, they sometimes have to.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Sonia Madison, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. And folks, if you have a company out there, be sure to do sexual harassment training, because your company, even small businesses, you might be liable when these sort of things happen as well, Tom.
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Style, technology, and heritage come together to create a bold new icon. Find new roads, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala.